One hallmark of American democracy is how tenaciously this country has maintained checks and balances and separation of powers. News analyst Daniel Schur says you may not have noticed it as such, but there is a struggle over separation of powers going on right now in Washington.
Wrapped in the debate over creating a Homeland Security Department is a debate over something the Bush administration calls managerial flexibility, which revives a perennial struggle between the president and Congress over the power of the purse. Theodore Roosevelt argued the right to do what was imperatively necessary for the nation, whether or not authorized by Congress. Richard Nixon tried to impound money voted by Congress and ended up with a law saying he could defer but not rescind appropriations. Bill Clinton's effort to exercise line item veto was struck down by the Supreme Court. The Bush administration, which has introduced freedom to manage legislation, apparently now sees a brand new department as a brand new opportunity to escape from what it calls paralyzing restrictions. Under its proposal, the Secretary of Homeland Security could shift up to 5% of the department's budget without asking congressional permission. He could ignore some civil service rules in the interest of flexible use of personnel. He could abolish whole offices in his department. All this in the name of Homeland Security. Budget Director Mitchell Daniels writes in the Washington Post that terrorists don't subject themselves to lengthy processes to move dollars around or make personnel decisions, and the new department must be left free to act in the interests of protecting Americans. The Senate has yet to weigh in on this administration bid to free itself from congressional restraints. Appropriations Committee Chairman Robert Byrd says the budgetary powers the president is seeking would encroach on Congress's constitutional power of the purse. Ranking Republican Ted Stevens indicates similar concerns. A lengthy discussion of congressional prerogatives would run up against pressures to complete action on the bill by September 11th. The administration is apparently counting on a sense of national emergency to wring from Congress the powers it is always so reluctant to yield. This is Daniel Schur.